Within days of the breakout, security forces captured of last of the four fugitives, Colonel Claude PV. Wednesday night, the Minister of Justice issued a communique in which he proposed 500,000 Guinean francs or about $50,000 to anyone with information leading to his capture. Lawyer Faya Gabriel Kamano, a spokesman of the Guinean Bar Association, described the cash prize as an universal method for apprehending fugitives, but says in the case of Guinea, it is a sign of weakness on the part of the security forces. He says it is happening everywhere in the world where the proposed compensation for information that will lead to the arrest of a wanted individual. He says the truth is that it is a sign of weakness. He says that means the state security services are having a problem locating Colonel Claude PV and bring him back to the central prison. Many ordinary Guineans have described the cash offered by the Minister of Justice as fake and blamed the recent jailbreak on poor vigilance by the security apparatus. Kali Jallo is a member of a riot group following the trial of the massacre of civilians at a Conakry stadium on 28 September 2009, for which Musa Dadis Camara has been tried. He says the compensation shows the seriousness and urgency attached to the capture of Claude PV, but added that security remains a nightmare. He says the situation remains a concern. He says as far as security, the victims, witnesses, lawyers and judges are worried. The Bar Association has also called for the protection of defense lawyers, who says they are receiving on a daily basis death threats by family members of victims of this 28 September massacre. Kamano says the situation is really preoccupying and accused the members of the security forces of human rights violations, looting and theft in the houses of individuals while searching for Claude PV. He says they have denounced human rights violations, theft and looting in the homes of citizens. He says it is deplorable. He says the state has the responsibility to protect people and property, so there is no reason why security to loot and steal. He says this is why the Bar Association is insisting that those responsible be arrested, tried and sentenced. One of the sons of the wanted fugitive, Claude PV, was shot and killed in his home a day after the prison break. Members of the security forces raided their family home to find the father. Victims and witnesses of the massacre says they are afraid for their lives, while friends and family members of the four fugitives says they are under constant threat by security forces. The government has not yet come up with a statement to assure the people of Guinea about their security. Fear is on the minds of many in Guinea after the most fortified prison in the country was successfully attacked by a handful of commandos. For VOA Africa, I am Karim Kamara in Conakry.